from Philippe Saint-Pierre. These are here. Today's date is 01/07/2023. Dictation is from Michael Magana. Magana spells M-A-G-A-N-A. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 01/13/2001. This is a 21-year-old gentleman with pain to his left great toe, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 month. He says he works offshore and couldn't get in to see a doctor. Decided to come in today because of increased pain. Says pain is 9/10 worse with weight bearing and shoes. He denies trauma and said he has a history of ingrowing nail and symptoms are similar, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history is none. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication, none. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, surgery, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam is alert-oriented, no acute in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure 124/73, pulse 37, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph, left great toe. The nail is viable, but the peripheral surface is deeply embedded into the surrounding tissues with necrotic tissue on bilateral surfaces and migrating erythema. Site is tender to touch, and he has purulent discharge from the bilateral periungual surfaces, period. Sensation is normal. Cap refill is less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck. No rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, no respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cellulitis, left great toe. Assessment number two is onychocryptosis, left great toe. Assessment number three is pain, left great toe, period. Next paragraph, procedure. Partial nail removal, semicolon. Patient consented verbally for this procedure. I explained to the patient what the procedure entails, the side effects and complications. He expressed understanding of my explanation and gave verbal consent for me to proceed, period. Patient's foot was soaked in nice warm water and betadine for approximately 15 to 20 minutes. After removed from soak, patient foot was placed on a drape and then pat dry. It was then again cleaned with betadine and hydrogen peroxide. Next line, the digital block was done to his great toe using lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 7 milliliters, period. Next paragraph, after anesthesia was achieved, a straight forceps was used to remove the nail from the lateral surface of his soft tissue. A large portion of his nail was embedded into his soft tissue, and that was removed on the left and on the right side of his left great toe. He has good blood flow during the procedure. He lost approximately 4 to 5 milliliters of blood. Bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Site was then cleaned again with hydrogen peroxide. Triple antibiotics was applied to the site. Prior to that, the necrotic tissues were removed. Next paragraph. Site was covered with 4x4 and secured with Coban. Next paragraph. Next line. Patient tolerate procedure well. There were no complications, period. He was educated on home care and strongly recommend that he comes back on Monday for a wound check and to have an x-ray done to his toe to assess for osteo. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Bactrim 800/160 mg. You will take 1 PO daily. He was given an injection of Rocephin while in the clinic. Rocephin 1 gram IM. He was again observed for approximately 15-20 minutes. Then reevaluated. Reports no side effects from the medication. Next paragraph. Patient is comfortable with my discharge plans. You strongly advise to come back to the clinic if he is worse, or go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was also given a prescription for Tylenol number 3. He will take 1 POTID PRN for pain number 12. No refills. End of dictation.